It is 59 degrees here at WWIV. Still no Jason Cans for the best 5 minutes of the day, but we'll carry on. Did get a chance to talk to him briefly yesterday, and yeah, he's still working through it. I mean, it was, you know, the surgery just a couple of days ago, and still working through some of the pain issues on that, and so your thoughts and prayers for him would be greatly appreciated in his rehab and recovery. And told him I had a gift for him, and then I tried to drop it by today. So he did was able to go home yesterday, so that's progress in that regard. Well, we, again, you know, we've been working through, we usually chat a bit and then get to, and I did have a subject on my mind, but I'm not fully prepared to bring that right now, so we'll see if we can drop that at some point before 7 this morning. Possibly, maybe in an hour from now. But we continue to work our way through his Notes from the Upper Room devotion. Again, a book and companion 129 devotionals based on John 13 through 17, Jesus' Upper Room Discourse. And John 17, 7 is where we're at today. It says, now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. And our friend Jason writes, because the Son proceeds from the Father, so does everything the Son does and says. When I think of the Trinity, I think of perichoretic flow, the intra-Trinitarian dance. Too often we create artificial distinctions within the Trinity between the Father, Son, and Spirit while failing to acknowledge that they are really and truly one God. But God is not static. He is life and energy. He is love. The glory of God begins to partially capture the reality of God's energy, love, and light. Everything good within us also proceeds from the Trinity. From God's throne, there's an ever-flowing fountain of grace, love, and glory, and we're invited to dance within Him in that ever-flowing goodness. Our closing prayer, Jesus, you taught that there is no you apart from the Father and that your existence flows from Him and back again. Help us to know our dependence upon the Trinitarian flow of your rivers of grace. There we go, John 17, 7 today.
It's Tuesday Trivia Become Win It Wednesday Become Try It Again Thursday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win 2 full event tickets plus parking to OneFest 2024, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants and Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and their new location in Colby. So thank you to A&W. Our question that has been unsolvable the past couple days here on the show, there are over 22,000 of these in the United States. Over 22,000 what? We're starting to stack the clues, Halvo, and some people might already feel like they know this. They've been ruminating on it overnight.
I believe Sherry and Bloomer's on the line already, so I don't think she needs any clues, Caleb. We'll maybe get to those. I guess, you know, we did say that they're all across the country, and just about every city, big or small, has at least one. It is outdoors, we said, right?
Yeah. I know my 9-year-old was plying me for more information, and yeah, he eventually figured it out. I did give him an additional musical clue as well, but he did figure it out. I was very pleased.
Oh, okay, good. Glad to know that. All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Sherry and Bloomer?
It is. Good morning.
Hi, Sherry.
What do you think?
I got one last guess.
All right, okay. Go for it.
I'm going to say Waysides.
Is it Waysides?
Her one, I was thinking, even as I saw it was you, I'm like, you are the Ken Jennings of the WIB Wake Up Show. I mean, you just win and win. It doesn't matter what the contest. Are you a winner again this morning? Sorry.
No, it's a tough one. Stumped even Sherry this morning. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States. Said pretty much every city has one or more outdoors. Trying to give you clues to help you go to OneFest, courtesy of A&W.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jessica from Stanley.
Hi, Jessica.
Cemetery.
Is it cemetery? What would make you say that?
Well, my daughter actually guessed it, and then I looked up the statistics, and I was like, you know, it all fits. So
it all fits. Could that be it?
Is it?
It is. You're the winner, Jessica.
Jessica from Stanley, you are going to OneFest.
Congratulations. Courtesy of A&W.
Well done. You sound pretty pumped.
Yes, I'm excited. Thank you.
Fantastic. Well, yes, again, courtesy of your A&W restaurants and Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and their new one in Colby, we are going to send you to OneFest with a guest. We're going to hook you up with parking as well, too. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Fantastic. Hang on the line for us. I kind of thought, Halvo, again, after 2 full days of this, people just think about it more. And Jessica's the first one to figure it out. Yes, 22,000 plus cemeteries in the United States.
Sherry was right there. She was the leader of the pack, the first one on the line, but we've got a different winner today.
I played the J.J. Weeks song Graveyard for my son yesterday, and that's what helped him figure it out.
So. Whatever it takes. Way to go, Cooper, and way to go, Jessica.
And speaking of kids, Havel, I think there's some kids that are going to be very excited if it's a family that wins this giveaway. So this is from our first Summer Smiles event yesterday. So, of course, we've got the grand prize of the very last pair of Toby Mac meet and greet. So each of our four Summer Smiles events, you can sign up for that. If you get a golden gumball from our famous Whip gumball machine, you get a bonus entry in that. But also we're giving people chances to sign up just by attending for our big Metropolis Resort giveaway. And so that's Metropolis Resort Action City Chaos Water Park. It's a two-night ultimate stay and play for a family of five. So again, you can enjoy all of the different attractions there. This is valued at over $800. And hopefully we're going to make somebody's day as we do this drawing now.
I think we are. People are registering yesterday at Joseph's Cheesecake. And Caleb going through the many names, the many signups, and the winner is
Lemuel Deering from Jim Falls. Congratulations, Lemuel.
Way to go, Lemuel. All right.
Well done. Your family is going to enjoy that. My goodness, it's just a great chance to enjoy some family time together. You don't have to drive far to get it. Mm. So you've got a whole resort right here in Eau Claire at Metropolis.
Congratulations. The Deering family are winners this morning. You said from Jim Falls.
From Jim Falls, indeed.
Fantastic. Enjoy that from us here at WWIB at Metropolis. All right. Well, somebody near and dear to you with a birthday today, Caleb.
Yeah, my little brother Elijah has his golden birthday today, turning 20 years old. So happy birthday, Elijah. And I was telling Havel, I texted him, and of course, he's 20, so he responded with a GIF of Keanu Reeves. So I enjoyed that, too.
Good.
But Elijah's just a special, special person as well, and inspires a lot of people, too. So I was just thinking about it last night, too, how being born with spina bifida and all the challenges that he has. I mean, we were told early on, I think it was at least seven times. It may have even been more than that. Hmm. But simple things like climbing upstairs, the doctor said it's seven times harder for him than for, I mean, and so just meeting each day with a positive attitude, with courage, I was like, that's more strength. Elijah's stronger than I think I'll ever be. And so I admire him so much. So I love you, little brother. Happy 20th birthday. Happy golden birthday today.
And he shares your love for the Lord and for the Packers.
Legos as well, too. And all things superheroes.
Well, how about the origins this morning of some things that many of us use?
Yes, the origins of condiments and sauces. We have some interesting factoids to regale you with today. For instance, Thousand Island dressing, named after the Thousand Islands archipelago. Am I saying that right? In the St. Lawrence River on the U.S.-Canada border. This dressing's origins are debated. Some attribute it to actress Mae Irwin or Waldorf Astoria's George Bolt, have not heard of either, both of whom had ties to the region and both, I guess, lay claim to inventing Thousand Island dressing.
Hmm. Something else that is hugely popular is ranch dressing.
Yes.
Where did this come from? Created by Steve Henson in 1954 at the Hidden Valley Ranch in California. This dressing quickly became popular. The Hensons eventually sold the recipe to Clorox for $8 million. In 1972. They got to regret that.
Well, yeah. Wow. So Clorox owns ranch?
I know it.
Huh. How about A1 steak sauce? Very popular, very delicious. Origins of condiments and sauces here in the Wake Up Show. Henderson William Brand, King George IV's chef, created A1 steak sauce in the early 1800s, which the king praised as A1, like top notch, I guess.
Yeah.
Mr. Brand later left royal service to market his sauce.
How about Tabasco sauce, invented in 1868 by Edmund McElhenney in Louisiana? This sauce used imported peppers from Tabasco, Mexico. Hence, the name Tabasco was chosen to honor the pepper's origin.
So I think of Jimmy Buffett with his next one, Heinz 57. I believe Cheeseburger in Paradise references that. H.J. Heinz named his sauce Heinz 57 after seeing an ad for 21 varieties of shoes and liking the concept. Despite Heinz marketing over 60 products at the time, he chose 57 as it was he and his wife's lucky number, he said.
All right. A couple more. Tartar sauce. Boy, so good with your fish. Derived from the name Tatar, referring to Mongolian or Turkic peoples. Tartar sauce originated from steak tartare garnishes in 19th century France. The creamy condiment, now a staple with Friday fish dinners here in Wisconsin.
And the final one is Hollandaise sauce, and I have to admit, don't really like this. This famous French sauce, essential for Eggs Benedict, dates back to the 17th century. Despite its name, it resembles an old Dutch sauce and relies on ingredients from the Dutch butter and egg industries. So, Dutch folk, you can be proud of your Hollandaise sauce.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. And, of course, so we had our summer smiles yesterday. But all week long, we've been looking toward and pointing toward tomorrow. Not just because it's the first full day of summer, Caleb, but our first ever one-day challenge for WIB's We've Got Your Back campaign.
Yes, so we've been doing the We've Got Your Back campaign for several years now and wanting to serve our active duty Wisconsin military with care packages. And we have the PSAs from so many who are serving or have served as well in our military. But we wanted to do something more this year to partner with two local organizations actually run by WIB listeners, as the Lord worked out in his providential timing, two local organizations that serve our veterans.
Yeah, these two great organizations. One of them is Vets Fighting for Vets. Tony Faulkner, we'll hear from him more in a moment. And also a second one.
Yes, Liberty Sales, and that's run by Rick Yoder. And so thanks to our sponsors, we're going to begin the day tomorrow. Again, this one-day challenge is tomorrow with $1,000. And then it's up to you. It's up to all of us to help grow that fund as big as possible in just a single day.
Actually, now we're going to begin with $1,100 because somebody's actually gone ahead and taken us up on our invitation to give early, right?
Yes. Sue from Bloomer, thank you so much for that $100 gift. And again, that's divided evenly between both organizations. We're up to $1,100. And we want to just see how big this can climb. And I think, Halva, you and I both were saying prayerfully, we'd love to see this grow to $5,000 tomorrow and saying, man, that's a big goal. Well, we want big, hairy, audacious, ambitious goals too, serving a big God. And that's what we want to do with this.
All right, so I'm going to pledge my $100 right now. I feel like I've been praying about it, and it's been on my mind. So, Sue, I see you, and I'm going to match you 50 for both of those. And, yeah, I dropped that earlier on the air, too, Caleb. I talked about $5,000, $25 for each organization. Wouldn't that be great? It's going to take some doing. It's going to take some work. It's going to take some teamwork, right?
Indeed. And, again, we're so grateful to our sponsors, again, who've helped us out with not only the care packages, but that initial starter fund for this. Our presenting sponsor, Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership. Special thanks as well to Northwestern Bank, Willkill Pest Control, Chippewa Manor, your local Fleet Farm, and Stokes Prock and Munn Funeral Chapel.
Mm-hmm. And so let's just hear from Tony Faulkner. We heard from him. We've been hearing from him throughout the week at different times of the day. And Tony, I think he's going to be with us in studio tomorrow, so that's going to be good. But here's how we started Vets Fighting for Vets.
So when I started Vets Fighting for Vets, I wanted everything to go back to the veterans. We're not as big as some nonprofits where our funds that come in, they're everybody that donates, they're on a limited salary as well. And so it should go to the cause. And I made it clear right away that there's no salaries. This is all volunteer, and it all goes right back to the veterans in the community.
That's amazing. Fantastic.
That is not easy to do.
No.
Not easy at all. And so, again, Tony has such a heart for this and enjoyed hanging out with his six-year-old Taryn yesterday and little brother Harden as well, too. So, and his wonderful wife, Liz, who assists in so much with this. And so, again, aiding Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales tomorrow. Let's make this as big a fund as we possibly can. And if you want to join in with an early gift, Halva, they can go right to WWIB.com, big red bar right at the top of the page for the We've Got Your Back campaign.
I like it how you make it as easy as possible. Just
we
go
try.
To WIB.com, click on the banner on top of the page, do what Sue did and what I've just committed to doing as well. All right. Hey, here on the WIB Wake Up Show, before we get to some Zach Williams and weather bound of the hour in this continually rainy forecast, we got some wacky warning label winners.
And this is the thing. In a litigious society like we have, it seems like everything has to be labeled. It's don't do anything dumb with this and don't sue us if you do.
Yeah.
And so some real warning labels that have been found.
It sounds like something a stand-up comic could use. The off-road commode, which is used by hunters and campers, says do not use while vehicle is moving.
Might not be a good idea. Wacky warning labels here in the WIB Wake Up Show. A wart removal product that warns do not use if you cannot see clearly.
Okay. Another wacky warning label on a cereal bowl said, always use this product with adult supervision. Really?
I mean, honestly, my kids tend to go for the sugary cereals too, so they probably should have adult supervision when it comes to cereal. How about this wacky warning label on a wheelbarrow? not intended for highway use.
Hmm. Yeah.
Can't get that thing up to 75.
Here's another wacky warning label on a battery. Do not recharge, put in backwards, or use.
You know what? We really don't want to get sued, so don't even use this. Buy it, please, but don't use it. How about this wacky warning label? A baby stroller said, remove child before folding.
Oh, man.
Please.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And finally, the last wacky warning label on the Wib Wake Up Show, a carjack label warns, for lifting purposes only.
Not sure what else he'd use it for. We don't want to know.
Yeah, there you go. WWIB and the Wib Wake Up Show. And as we've told you various times throughout the morning, summer arrives 10:54 this morning. Longest day of the year today and first full day of summer tomorrow, Caleb.
So here's some signs that maybe you're not quite ready for summer as it begins in just a couple hours. Some people just raring to go, but others, maybe they're just not quite prepared for the changing of the seasons.
Yeah, you know you're not ready for summer if you're still spending all your time trying to get your busted snowblower to work.
Indeed. You know you're not ready for summer if your barbecue grill has more spider webs than your attic.
Yeah. You know you're not ready for summer if your beach towel has more dust on it than your bookshelf.
And you know you're not ready for summer if your idea of outdoor fun is moving your laptop to the patio. Mm.
You know you're not ready for summer if your garden gnome looks more tan than you do.
And finally, you know you're not ready for summer if your swimsuit still has the tags on it from last year.
Mm, there we go. Well, we hope you'll take us with you wherever you go all summer long. WWIB, where we are family. Don't forget that Summer Smiles event next Wednesday, 11 to 1 at the Culver's in Lake Halley. But also tomorrow, our We've Got Your Back one-day challenge. And we did get a listening friend who did take us up on the invitation to give early, right?
Yes, thank you so much to Sue from Bloomer for a generous $100 gift. And again, Liberty Sales and Vets Fighting for Vets, these wonderful local organizations that serve our veterans. Everything raised will be divided evenly between both of them. We have that starter fund of $1,000 thanks to our sponsors. And we're hoping and praying, I think Halvo and I both were exactly on the same page independently this, saying, hey, Lord, could we see $5,000 raised in a single day tomorrow to divide equally between these two organizations?
Let's get a head start. I like that if I'm racing my kids in a running race, and I like a head start here.